by any means, for me personally, I don't want to close the door on any opposition figures overseas who refuse or who have concerns of coming to Syria. So I would say the following.
أنا أميز بين اللقاءات التحضيرية لمؤتمر الحوار الوطني هي لتقديم التطمينات والتحضيرات الأولية لإطلاق مؤتمر الحوار الوطني والتي يمكن أن تكون في أي مكان ما خارج سوريا. وأنا من الذين دعوا دائما إلى استعدادي وعبرت عن استعدادي للقاء قوى المعارضة في خارج سوريا، وعلى الأعلام مباشرة كنت أدعوهم للقاءات في الخارج في عواصم دول أخرى نستطيع أن نلتقي بها.
I have earlier, and I would again today invite or express my willingness to meet any Syrian opposition figure who have concerns to come to Syria, to meet him in any city overseas where I could travel, of course, because he cannot travel to Europe, for example. He's banned.
But you're banned?
Yeah.
You have kind of sanctions?
Yes. The Minister of National Reconciliation is banned from visiting Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So he's willing to meet anybody, to meet them and to discuss preparations for the national dialogue, national reconciliation steps.
أما الحوار الأساسي وهو طاولة الحوار الوطني فنحن نصر على أن تكون على الأرض السورية وفي سوريا بعد نضوج الظروف لإطلاقها، لأنها معنويا هي فيها شيء من السيادة الوطنية لكل السوريين.
Of course, such meeting would take place to provide the necessary guarantees or to discuss the initial thoughts and ideas. Mm-hmm. But the actual national dialogue, we insist that it should take place in Syria, on the Syrian soil, because it's a part of the Syrian dignity.
Mm-hmm. Are you banned in Switzerland?
Nuaim al-Ziyara fi Switzerland. In fact, he's banned by the EU.
So in Switzerland you can go?
Yeah. Fixed in Switzerland.
Moscow.
I'm not a European.
I'm ready.
Actually, he had announced this many times before in the media.
And we, even before that, we were going to go to the عن الآخرين حتى لا يقال بأن المعارضة هي لون واحد، أننا جزء من المعارضة السورية ولنا رأي ولنا موقف ولنا أداء. كان من المفيد أن تلتقط العواصم الأوروبية هذا النوع من المعارضة وتستمع إليه في أرض.
In fact, His Excellency have expressed his willingness to visit more than one European capital before he was a minister and after. To visit these European countries, to provide our vision as an opposition political party.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been very useful to the Syrians if Europe was willing to listen to the homeland opposition,
mm-hmm.
not only to the opposition
in
exile.
You consider yourself part of the homeland opposition?